this is Danny Johnson, and we really want to welcome you here to our live Monday night conference call. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to be on the phone with you right now here live. I'm calling you from Northern California. It was a beautiful, gorgeous, warm, sunny day. And I know that for some of you, you are still in the snow. And so anyway, tonight we are going to cover a strategic key to effective marketing. That's the title of the call tonight. But first of all, I want to introduce myself to those of you that are brand new or here for the very first time. For those of you that you've been here for 3.5 years faithfully on this call, and for some of you even shorter than that, you understand the importance of being able to say hello to the brand new people that are here for the very first time. And so please excuse me for just a moment as I would like to say hi to those that are here for the first time. Even those of you that are just venturing out as a new entrepreneur, starting out in some kind of a business, this call is designed for you. I started out in business for myself as an uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in a very abusive home. And in that home, I didn't have a whole lot of confidence. My father was a drug addict and extremely violent. And when I was 19, I ventured out to start as an entrepreneur. Not because I thought I could, but after 2 months of hearing about the same opportunity and all the money that people could make if they went out into that kind of a venture, I started to believe that, man, you know, maybe someone like me, even if I failed their income by 90%, I still would be doing than any job that I could ever get on my own being uneducated. And so it took me a couple months to get started. Once I did, I failed miserably the first 6 months. I did not know what I was doing. I did not have the professional training or equipping to be able to succeed in the marketplace on my own. And so I fumbled and I flopped. And after 6 months of failure, I met somebody that told me about a training seminar that was supposed to change everything for me. And you've heard those kind of things before, haven't you? I have too. And I thought, well, whatever. You know, that just sounds like a bunch of nonsense. And so he told me, if you don't go, you might as well quit now because you will fail and put yourself out of your misery now. Those words have echoed in my ears. And so I found the money to go. I canceled some very important plans, very short notice. I traveled quite a distance. And I plugged into my first 2-day training seminar that was very expensive. Came out of that and applying the information the very first 8 days, I made a total of $4,000. From the months coming from there, I plugged other people. I figured that I was not the expert. Why not put other people in front of that expert that could train and equip them? And so having doing that, I had great success immediately. My income went from from zero to 4,000, then 11,000, then 15,000, and just under $21,000. Ran off, moved to Hawaii, got married on a whim, and the man that I married turned out to be an absolute crook. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with $2.03 to my name, $35,000 debt, and a business that had been stolen out from under me. I wound up completely destitute, getting a job as a cocktail waitress, hating my life, completely depressed and overweight. And after several weeks of doing this, I finally said, okay, enough is enough. I cannot do this any longer. Used the things that I had learned the year before and started to invest into another business, only time, because time and skill. That's all I had was time and skill on my hands. I was working 12-hour shifts as a cocktail waitress 5 days a week. And so I used the skills that I had learned the year before. Hand wrote a flyer, put it up at a post office, got someone to give me a voicemail number with the check is in the mail for the payment, wound up making my first 10 hours $2,000, the next 30 hours $6,500, all from a payphone booth. The next month over $10,000, by my 10th month over $80,000 in 1 month's worth of income. My first year made $250,000, by the end of my second year I'd made my first $1 million. This all happened by the time I was 23 years of age. Since then, I have created businesses and have made 7 figures multiple times by helping people to succeed in the marketplace. We developed a system 4 months after I was a homeless woman called First Steps to Success. This 2-day training system equipped people from the ground up, no matter what level of expertise it is that they had, whether they were just fresh, wet behind the ears, totally green and ignorant, to people who had been seasoned in business before, and helped to accumulate information, strategic avenues to grow a business quicker with more results and less time than it took a busboy and a cocktail waitress who prior to First Steps were making about $2,000 a month just retailing and marketing a product to in the first 2 weeks after their First Steps, they jumped their income up over $5,000. 6 months later, their check was over $20,000. This is a busboy and a cocktail waitress, as well as you heard ponds as a commercial diver, you know, make $500 in a month, came out, brought 10 people to a first step success, made $4,500, went on to being able to build a ginormous business and becoming a millionaire in his 20s, which is absolutely amazing. And so all I know is that the system that we developed for my own personal organization proved to produce the proof that anybody of all walks of life, if they just use the system and use it consecutively, that it produces incredible results. We have collected well over 10,000 testimonials in the last 3.5 years, and these are the people that have responded. That does not include the thousands of people who have not written us about the kind of success that they've had in all walks of life. Marriages being saved, better communication with children, wayward children being totally flipped around and put on the right track, people paying off enormous amounts of debt. We literally have watched our clients through a system that we show on how to get out of debt in 5 to 7 years in that two-day experience. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of debt have been paid off by our clients in ridiculous short periods of time. We're talking everyday average people stepping up, declaring war on debt, and absolutely taking control over their finances, being responsible over those finances, and knocking over ridiculous amounts of debt in very short periods of time. And so this is what we've been doing for the last 3.5 years. We've opened up our training to the general public. And we have got tens of thousands of clients that now use this system. I'm not saying this to brag on what we do. Please don't hear it that way. Please hear that we serve a God that is faithful, that has given us a chance to come out to succeed and equip people to succeed wildly out there in the marketplace. And so as Hans directed you earlier, go now to DannyJohnson.com. All I want you to do is get on this site and kind of start to get familiar with it. Later I'm going to show you how to use that site to produce a profit for yourself. It's a free site. You got nothing to lose. You have spent thousands, I'm sure, of hours online looking at websites. This is a site that will actually produce an income for you. So go now. I'm there right now. I'm seeing what it is that you're seeing. If you have access to the internet while talking to me, go to DannyJohnson.com. If you're on your Trio, type it into your Trio. You're going to see a website pull up, and I'm going to direct you on exactly what you can do to be able to earn profits from that site. First of all, well, let me talk about that later. So anyway, that's what that is. So we really want to welcome you. You're brand new. Welcome here. We hope that you find something on that free website. The person that invited you on this call cared enough about you to be able to introduce you to what this is all about. And so to introduce you to a way to get out of debt, to introduce you to a way to be able to manage your time better, to introduce you to some communication skills that help you get promoted in your job, to help to introduce you to a chance to be able to succeed as an entrepreneur strategically, not with hype, not with a bunch of nonsense, not with a bunch of BS, but actual strategic things that really do work, tools that are available that will just completely help to simplify your business. And when things are simplified, I'm telling you, great profits seem to roll in when you're working a very simple system. Now, as far as for the rest of you that have been listening for 3.5 years, it's so good to be on the phone with you. I am so very blessed to be in business with you, and I am so excited because I know the vast majority of you that are on the phone with me right now, we get to see each other face-to-face this weekend in Los Angeles, California, at a First Steps to Success, and I cannot wait. And I've got some information for you towards the end of the call. I know many of you right now are running on a contest, and you are giving it your best shot to get into that top 10 right now, and you're working and being diligent and giving it your best shot in every way in your business to be able to be in that top 10 meeting on Sunday afternoon with Mr. Hans Johnson and myself. What a blessing and a privilege to be in a room with Mr. Hans Johnson, because he's truly a seasoned entrepreneur, has mastered internet marketing to the point of developing an outrageously successful company with internet marketing, and to be able to sit in the room with him. It's not that often that we get to be in the presence of somebody that possesses that kind of knowledge, and more importantly, the skill that produces results. And so what a blessing that you get to be in a room with somebody like him, a millionaire several times over, and that's an outrageous blessing. I don't care about, you know, who cares about me? I'm talking about you get to be with somebody that is actually far better and far more skilled than I am personally. And so I can't wait. I cannot wait to see your faces this weekend. I am so looking forward to equipping you and seeing your business go to the next level. I can't wait to hear the stories that are going to come out of that weekend. So let's get into some content concerning a strategic key. I'm going to give you one strategic key for effective marketing. This call is going to end early because I'm going to actually have you get on the phone and start working your business tonight. And I want to see results tonight as a direct result of that. Now, here's the question I have for you. I want you to write down the answer to this question. What is it that you're marketing? Write that answer down, okay? We've got thousands of people on the phone right now, and with all the people that we have on the phone right now between you and me, we have hundreds of different companies that are represented, hundreds of different professions that are represented. There are attorneys on the phone. There are medical professionals on the phone. We've got rocket scientists on the phone. We've got seismologists on the phone. We've got insurance brokers and people that own firms, real estate brokers. We've got home-based business owners. We've got people who are in the nutrition field. We've got people in the air and water filtration field. We've got environmental people on the phone. We've got telecommunication people on the phone. We've got people from the energy, meaning electricity. We've got people from that market as well. We've got every possible business and profession that is represented right now. So I'm asking you this question so because you're the only one that knows the answer to that question. I don't know all the companies that are represented here. But answer this question. What are you really marketing right now? I want you to write that down. What are you marketing? Now, for some of you, it's one of the things that I've just mentioned, okay? And what is the thing that you're focusing on while marketing that item? What are you focusing on in marketing that item? Go ahead and write that down right now. What are you marketing, and what do you focus on in marketing that particular item? You see, working with thousands of people through the years, I've watched a lot of funny things. I mean, I've watched a lot of kind of weird things, meaning where people kind of say, Danny, I just don't know what's going on, but this is the result that I'm getting. And I'm like, really? Well, let me see how you're doing it. And I see that I go, well, gosh, you know, the results that you're getting is exactly what you're focusing on. It's the exact result that you're actually trying to get. And you're like, but no, that's really not the result I'm trying to get. But the reality is that is what your mouth is directing the prospect to hear. I hope you caught that. What is your mouth directing the prospect to hear? You see, there's a big difference between those that are amateurs and those that are professionals. And I hope and pray that tonight you have the maturity to not take offense to what I say. I hope and pray you have the maturity to have mature ears to hear what I'm saying. You see, so oftentimes, in fact, there's some of you even right now that you're brand new here for the first time. You spend some time going, come on, get on with it already. I don't care about who you are, where you come from. And maybe there's some of you that have been here for a while going, why are you telling your story again? It's because you are missing the message altogether. You see, you don't become a multimillionaire by accident. It happens with a strategic focus, with a strategic plan. You want to write this down. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. See, there's some of you listening to right now where you have got in your mind that, you know, that I may not know what I'm talking about and that I might be pompous and arrogant and that I might be all full of myself. Or you might be thinking right now, oh, she's probably one of those, you know, rude, arrogant people, you know, that's, you know, one of those wealthy people that we just cannot stand. Now, I got to tell you, I've got a friend of mine that, you know, works in Bora Bora, that works at a 5-star resort, that deals with very high-end people, very famous people, billionaires. And you know what? It's really sad, the stories that I hear. Yeah, we do hear about some horrible, rude things that people of that caliber say, the way they act, pompous, you know, self-absorbed, all of that kind of stuff. I understand that. But if you're equating me with that, it's pretty sad if that's where your leadership skill is, if that's where your leadership level is. I'm going to ask you tonight to be open-minded, to hear with ears for the very first time. I'm going to ask that you resort from no judgment, because from what I understand concerning judgment is that whatever way that you judge, you will be judged in the very same way. That's what I know. And so I'm not here to try to win you over to my way of thinking or to win a popularity contest. Quite honestly, my track record has already been tried and proven. If I was one of those that didn't have a track record, man, I would have some serious issues and need some serious counseling. I wouldn't know what I was talking about. And so I'm talking about something that I absolutely know works. I believe that I've helped my clients to use this and to help it work for them. But there's only a few of you that are going to have ears to hear exactly what it is that I'm saying. And I hope that you are truly that one. When it comes to marketing, Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. Now, please don't hear me wrong on that. That doesn't mean that you have got to overload your prospective client with an outrageous amount of information about your product or about your service. That is the furthest thing from the truth. So oftentimes between amateurs and professionals, that really is the thing that is in the fine line. The amateurs think that they need to impress people with their knowledge. And so they go overboard with the details and the facts about their product or about their service. You know, let's say it's travel, and they start listing all the places that you go to travel. They start listing all the vendors they get to fly with and all the vendors that they get to stay in those hotels or resorts with. Beep, wrong answer. You want to write this down. People are much more impressed with your enthusiasm than they are with your knowledge. Again, this is not coming from theory. This is not coming from my personal opinion. This is coming from personal experience of developing multi-million dollar businesses in record times. And so you can take this information for what it's worth. You can judge it from the outside having no experience at all or having mediocre results. The truth is, if you grab onto what I'm saying, it may have an impact for your business. And so, again, what are you really focusing on? Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. So what are you specifically saying, or what message are you specifically promoting out to the general public to bring them in as a client or bring them in as a business associate? You see, there's many of you that we have something in common, and there's a vast majority that are listening right now. We've got something in common, and we have a true belief in the system of first steps to success. For those of you who are brand new, you have no idea what that is. You have no idea what it's all about. You have no idea what it entails because you have not yet experienced it. And so what the general market typically does is they judge something from face value. This is why you've got to be very specific with what it is that you are targeting. Most people try to think if they throw a bigger message, then they will encompass more people. They don't want to cut out anybody or anything. Now, I got to tell you, I stumbled on this accidentally, truly accidentally. When I was homeless and I started in another business, I actually started marketing a product with a company independently, running my own business and contracting them in for their products and contracting them in to pay me for however much of that product volume I was able to move in a monthly cycle. And so in that, they had over 350 products, I believe, to choose from. And vast majority of their reps internationally tried to market all 350 of those products. That is not what I did. I was completely overwhelmed with the option of 350 products. I chose one. I chose one out of those 350, and I drove the one. Now, what does that mean to you? Well, here's what happened for me. I broke a record in the company. I broke an absolute record in 4 days total, and full-fledged marketing that system or that product line did $74,000 worth of sales volume by focusing in on one product and focusing in on one system of moving that product. Why? Because if things are simple, people feel that they can do it. If they think there is so much to learn, if they feel like, oh my gosh, I have to learn all of the facts about that insurance program, or I need to know all of the ingredients that's inside of that box, or I need to understand all the technicalities about how that computer system works. When they think that, I'm telling you right now, most people are just too busy, and they quickly come to the conclusion of, I don't have the time for that. And if you hear that objection often, I will tell you it's because you are overloading people with too much complicated information. And so I happened to be in a seminar just a couple weeks ago, in Melbourne, Australia, with some fine individuals from there. If you ever get the chance to go to Australia, go to Australia. Amazing place. Do not delay. Amazing people. I feel like they are the nicest people on the planet. I love that place. An incredible place. Go, go, go. It's an awesome place. So being in that training seminar with those people, I had just kind of done a real quick case study. And with the people that I was there with, this is what I had said. I said, you know, how many of you made money your very first week in business? And there was a certain number that stood up to that question. And out of that number, it was very interesting. I said, how many of you are still making money in your opportunity. Some 99% of the room stayed standing. Isn't that outrageous? The people that made money their first week have gone on to continuously make money since then, 99% of them. Then I asked the rest of the room, those of you that did not make money your first week, what were you doing? And I asked a very strategic question. I said, how many of you, you're the person that actually enrolled you as a business associate that was in charge of establishing you successfully in your business? How many of the people that were in charge of developing you and starting you off right, they overloaded you with information about the product, information about the company, or information about the service and how it works and all the details all around it? How many of them overloaded you with information about the compensation structure and strategically how it works, all of the details concerning it? How many of you were overloaded with the back office information? All the back office stuff, and then, of course, this other training site, and then, of course, there's the Danny Johnson training site. How many of you were overloaded, and could you imagine? All the hands went up. I couldn't believe it. Now, this was a shot in the dark, and this was based on my experience. I mean, I've experienced that. I've watched it, but I just wanted to see in a sea of people, what would be the response? And here's what I found out. What I found out was, that those who had not made money their first week, many of them had struggled. In fact, many of them struggled until they came to First Steps to Success. And let me tell you why First Steps to Success changed their business. Because nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. That's why. Because in those 2 days, they got specific direction. Not only was there specific direction, there were specific steps to take in that direction. Not 2,000 steps, just a couple steps. In fact, 5 steps. 5 simple steps to take. Why did their income explode? Because they left with direction. They left with specific, simple steps. And when you break things down simply, now we can hit the bullseye. You see, in business, if you're going at business with a shotgun approach, I hope I hit something. Well, bottom line is this. If you aim at nothing, you're surely going to hit it. But when you become a sharp shooter and there is a specific target, boom, there it is. Boom, there it is again. Boom, there it is again. Think about it, my friends. Think about it. And so I was blown away when I saw that. And then as I'm working with specific groups around the world, I have found even some of my most seasoned veterans in business, they seem to fall into the trap of getting more into more and more information and overloading with people things that they do not need to make money their first 48 hours. So what are you really marketing? What are you really marketing? Some of you wrote down your product. I'm going to tell you to put a big fat X through that right now. Put an X. If you put down your product, I want you to put an X through it. What are you really focusing on? You know the answer to that. Some of you are focusing on the things I've just mentioned, and some of you just had a big light bulb go off in your head and go, oh my gosh, that makes perfect sense. I can see why there is slow activity or next to no activity. I can see why there's people in confusion, or I can see why people are more into politics gossiping about one another than they are about getting results. Or I can see why people have become overwhelmed and become inactive. If we do not direct specifically on what it is that needs to be done, then people will be confused. When they are confused, write this down, they do not move. Confusion breeds procrastination. Procrastination is rooted in fear. This is not the best way to start somebody in any venture. So you need to simplify what it is that you are doing. You need to simplify what it is that you have going on. And there's places in our website strategically to do that. In fact, if you're on the site right now, if you scroll down, okay, that is a membership form. When you fill out that membership form, you can get into the vendor's area. When you get into the member's area, you'll notice there's a whole bunch of boxes in that area. And you'll see off to the right one of the boxes that say Quick Start Training Program. Okay? The Quick Start Training Program at the Work at Home Profit Zone, okay? So if you're in there, for example, if you are already a member and you click in that, you're in your account manager and it says Work at Home Profit Zone, you click there. And in there it says Pro Member Content, okay? And go ahead and find to the right, and that's once you become a member, to the right you see Quick Start Training Call. These calls were put here specifically to help a brand new person start off on the right track, giving them direction on what they should be doing. So when you write down what it is that you're really selling, what it is that you're really marketing, see, here it is, step one, two, three, four, five. Boom, there's those five steps. Real simple. Now, they're different steps than what we give for steps and obviously in much more great detail. And then here's the calls. When you scroll down, February 15th, 2007, February 20th, 2007, here are the calls. Actually, those are comments that people have made from the calls. So anyway, That's what you want to be following. And the website navigates very simply to get some specific information. And let's say that you need some help in prospecting. You type in prospecting in the search. It's going to pull up all the calls that are available to be able to equip you in the area of prospecting, talking to people, communication, acceleration, momentum, how to bring the prospect to a decision that's best for them, how to be able to increase your ratios of people showing up, closing ratios, how to motivate people. All of this stuff is available on this free website. Okay, so when it comes to this, let me just give you some examples. For example, have you ever heard somebody say to you, you know what, and let's say that you've already brought them into either your product line, your service, their client, or you brought them into as a business associate partnership with you, and they say, you know, gosh, I'm really having a hard time with some things. You know, I have a hard time with the integrity of how other people have led in this, and I don't want to be associated with who those people are. Now, you have one of two options here, and again, what are you really marketing? And I said, if you wrote down your product, cross it out. That's not what you're marketing. What you are marketing is a way for dissatisfied people to find satisfaction. You are marketing a way for dissatisfied people to find satisfaction. And you are directing them down a path to find that satisfaction. And so for some people, that dissatisfaction may be they are overweight, like I was many years ago. And so to direct them on how to be able to fix that problem is a path to lead them to satisfaction. And for some of you are like confused, but that's my product. No, it's not. Because they could purchase your product and not use your product. It's about finding the key thing that motivates them and that is most important to them and keeping that specific thing in front of them. What most of us do when we get an objection for a product or a service, okay, maybe the dissatisfaction is they don't get to travel enough because they can't afford it. And maybe you have a travel package that you are marketing them that they can in turn get travel cheaper as well as make money marketing that travel. Well, if your whole focus is on all the details about that product or service, you overwhelm them and it's really not motivating them to take the next step. But if the focus is about their dissatisfaction and being able to overcome it and leading them down a path so that they will be able to travel more often and be able to pay for that and have it pay for itself and write it all off, my gosh, then what are you looking at? Now it's more specific. Whatever is specific is attainable. What is confusing is unattainable. You know this for yourself. What is specific is attainable. What isn't specific is unattainable. And so often we are overloading too much, talking too much about things that just don't really make a difference. So it's really about possessing a skill on how to motivate people properly. So with this issue with integrity, okay, have you ever gotten that objection before? You know, what's the integrity of it? You know, how does it work? And I don't want to be associated with something that's not right. Well, you could do one of three things. One, as I've seen some people do, they will counsel that prospect or that business associate that they have in business with them. They will counsel the person and say, you know, really, let's go ahead and look at that. Let's look at how you've looked at those people, and maybe there's a root of judgment, and that's how come it is that you're suffering with that. Now, I know that some of you on some very advanced calls have heard me coach somebody in that way, but that certainly isn't a beginner that's just now in business. Not only that, but you don't have that relationship with that new person that you're in business with. You should never be saying something like that to them. The reality is they offered up an objection as to why they are not motivated to do the thing that they signed up to do. That is a bunny trail. That is derailment off of the existing path that they should be on. They've offered up an objection. This could be an objection at the time of looking at the opportunity or at the product or at the service, or it's an objection after they've already gotten started and now there's no motivation to actually follow through with what they said to do. And so, one, you can counsel them. Two, you can decide to coach them. Coach them into feeling better about it. Try to pump them up. Push a bunch of hype into them. Going off on all kinds of bunny trails. Three, you can argue with them. Come on, man, you know there's a lack of integrity no matter where it is that you go. And the bottom line is that, you know, hey, you got to get over that and da-da-da-da. And you can totally argue with that person, and that is not going to help that person get over their objection. It just won't. But if you keep in mind the dissatisfaction that they had as to why they ever even joined, and you lead them to where they can get direction and specific knowledge and strategic steps on how they can attain the thing that they got started for, now we're talking movement begins. Do you understand? So counseling somebody, coaching somebody, arguing with somebody will produce little to no results at all and be very frustrating for you. But when you know that what you're marketing is satisfaction, your marketing style back in people's lives, your marketing results is what you're marketing. You are not marketing a product or a service or a company. You're marketing results. And when you keep the focus of the prospect on the intended result, movement begins. This is where you handle that objection instead of arguing it, instead of coaching it, instead of counseling it, and going off in all this other material and stuff that doesn't make one bit of difference to the result. The bottom line is this: you will frustrate yourself as well as them. And I know you probably know this is true because you've tried to counsel, coach, and argue. You know it doesn't work. You know, let's say that somebody says to you, gosh, you know, I just remember just being so on top of the world and having so much faith and believing in what I'm doing, and now I have just seemed to have lost that, and I just don't know what to do. Well, you've got four options. One, you could coach them. Really, let me tell you something. I believe in you, and I think you could do this, and I'm really confident, and I got to tell you what, you know, this is really the thing that it is for you, and if you just go out there and you just work your business, in fact, let me coach you right now. Why don't you pick up the script book and let's talk about it? Nope. Okay, I'm sure you've done this before. Or number two, you could counsel them. Oh, really? Oh, gosh, what happened? Let's go back into your past. Let's go ahead and, you know, try to find out where that whole thing comes from. Now, listen, if you're in a business associate with them, you have no business putting up a counseling sign. That's not what they got started in a business with you for. That you are not doing that. You're not a volunteer counselor at all. So spending time doing that, let me tell you what happens. They look at you and think, gosh, either A, man, they are so good, I'm going to make sure and send all my people to them. Now, all of a sudden, you've got nothing but a voluntary counseling and coaching business, making no money from it. And you're counseling and coaching people every day, dealing with people's whining, pitiful, pathetic situations, instead of learning to just handle the objection and point them in the direction where they can find the satisfaction that they're looking for, which is results. They're looking for results. Anyone that is looking at your opportunity right now, looking at your product, looking at your service, they're looking for results. They're not looking for your product. They're looking for the result that the product will produce. That is what they're looking for. They're looking for the result that your service will produce. They're looking for the result that the business will produce. Do not get sidetracked on all this other stuff when they start asking you questions in direction of ingredients and statistics and how this works and how that works. Don't get sidetracked on that. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. You handle the objection, you point them in the direction that is going to get them results and the quickest possible way that they're going to get results. So again, you could counsel, you could coach, you could argue, or you can direct. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. You see, many of you are speaking in such a wide view, that you're not penetrating anything specific. You're trying to hit everything and everyone, that nothing is specific. So there's no target market, no target ended result. Everything's in la-la land. And so you hear things like, I need to think it over, I need to review more information, check back with me sometime later. And this, I've got to put my business on hold right now. Now is not a good time. Have you heard these things? I've tried, but it doesn't seem to be working. That's a bunny trail. Oh, well, let me help you try to figure that out. That's a bunny trail. You've got to focus on where the focus is. And so, for example, I had a situation with one of my very incredible clients, Sherry and Todd, who just this past week alone just absolutely put their head down, brought in 7 new people into their business, step by step, strategically using everything that we've talked about through First Steps, the mentoring program, holding them accountable to the information that they have received, and they brought in 7 new people into their business last week. I've talked to Sherry twice today because she's like running with what I'm saying and doing it, following directions step by step. Those are the kind of clients I love working with. Well, here's Sherry, and she says to me, I have brought people to First Steps, and they have, many of them have not gone out and made money. And I said, well, what did you sell First Steps to be, Sherry? What did you tell them that they were coming to? Well, Sherry was selling what she liked most about First Steps, what was most important to her about First Steps. And I can guarantee you that she built her business in the very same way. You see, if you are focusing in your business on the thing that matters the most to you about what you're gaining out of your business, you're completely missing your target. What matters to you is not necessarily what matters to that prospect. It's not what matters to your client. It's not necessarily what matters to your business associate. What matters to you and what gets you excited, what resonates with you, is not necessarily what matters to them. And so, again, what are you really selling? Are you selling what you like? Are you selling what matters to you? Are you selling about what gets you excited? Are you selling your personal vision? Are you selling what you're getting out of everything? Because guess what? They could care less. They could truly care less. And I know that you want to think that they care, but I'm telling you the truth, my friend. I'm telling you the truth. I've got results to prove the truth. We've got absolute results on this. And so I can't tell you enough. Get your head out of the clouds. Yeah, I'm sure you have people that like you and care, but the vast majority of the population could care less, but I will tell you what they do care about. They care about what they want. They care about what they like. That they care about. That they clearly care about. So I told her, I said, well, what did you sell First Steps to Success to be? Oh, I just told them that their life was just going to change and everything was going to be so wonderful and they would just so hear from God and they would just feel so good about what they're hearing. I said, wow. I said, Sherry, you obviously did not tell them it was a way for them to make their business successful and to make money. She goes, oh, no, uh-uh. Well, they didn't come to learn how to make money. They didn't come to learn how strategic ways to be able to build a successful business. They came for a fluffy feeling. And they left with one. What are you really selling? What are you really marketing? What are you really focusing on? Don't focus on what you like most about what you do. Focus on the dissatisfaction of that client who wants to become satisfied and is looking for results. I hope and pray you caught that. So nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. Single out what I did. I singled out one product out of 350. We sold thousands and tens of thousands of that one product. Now, that's not to say that when I got somebody started, I had them purchase a product one pack, which was everything the company had to offer. Why? Because I built a client base on all of the products, but we marketed specifically one. We put one product on the end of the hook. We put one thing on the end of the hook, and we drove that one thing. Why? It's specific. It's a targeted market. When you drive that specifically, now it's very simple to introduce them to the rest. Try these things out because you might find somebody that may need some of these things. And what we found is that many people like just totally twitched the whole house around to using the things that the company offered. They didn't necessarily sell those things. They focus on the one thing that they drove in the market. Why? Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. That's why. So I'm not saying that that's what you have to do. What I am saying is be specific with what it is that you are targeting, and you are targeting results, and that goes for all of us no matter what we do. Whether we're marketing homes or insurance plans, medical practices, legal services, it doesn't matter. Dating, it doesn't matter what it is that you're marketing. If you get specific with it and the focus is the intended result, things are going to explode for you. They will clearly explode for you. So I hope and pray that you had ears to hear what I just said to you. I know some of you did. Be careful what it is that you're saying and be mindful about what's coming out of your mouth. Because if you become mindful about what's coming out of your mouth, you'll stop running off on bunny trails with your prospects or with your business associates or with your clients. And if the focus is, okay, what is the result they're looking after, you continuously tie things to the intended result and the path in which they can get that intended result. And so with Sherry, what I was telling her, and it was so awesome to see her run on it immediately, today she moved in on it, and today she saw results. Phenomenal results. I mean, crazy results, more results than she's ever seen in that short period of time, ever in her history of being in business. Quick results, quick motivation, people moving forward, doing exactly what she needs them to do. And how? She got very specific on a target for the best possible roach. In her opinion, the absolute best way, and she's a multiple six-figure income earner, the absolute way for anybody in her business to have quick results, to build a successful business, the secret that she wished she had in the beginning is first steps to success. So everything that she does and says leads and points to that direction. Everything she does and says points to that direction. And so when these people come and say, well, you know, I'm kind of worried about the integrity and, you know, I don't really want to look like these people, I said, don't counsel, don't coach, and don't argue. This is how you handle that. You say, you know what? I totally understand where you're coming from. I completely agree with you. And I'm so glad that you have that concern and that you will not misrepresent this industry in the same way you've watched others misrepresent it, which is why I'm sure you'll be glad to know that what you saw were amateurs, people that just went out and winged it, people that did not get proper equipping and professional training and strategies on how to build it in a professional way and earn a professional income. This is why you'll be glad to know that you don't have to make the same mistakes they have made and have the failures that they have had. But instead, you can get strategic information. You will have a blast receiving that information. You'll learn how to help people to the fullest in the way that they need to be helped at First Steps to Success. Here's your application. Fill it out now so you don't waste time and money on major mistakes, so that you do not possess or receive the reputation others have by doing it wrong, by doing it silly, by doing it like an amateur. So go ahead and fill this out now. Again, direct towards the intended result. Handle the objection. Validate the concern. I totally understand where you're coming from, which is why I'm happy to hear that you said that. Because the last thing in the world I need is another amateur on my team. I need somebody that is going to do this professionally, and the only way to learn how to do it professionally is by getting professional training and equipping. Just like a doctor and attorney does, just like a broker does, you will as well right here and have the potential to get to that goal you said, which is to pay off debt and earn a six-figure income. You will learn how to do that this weekend in Los Angeles at First Steps to Success. Do you understand what I'm saying? So again, you take that objection, you direct it to the intended result. You do this with your marketing product, a service, or someone marketing somebody to become an entrepreneur and for them to have the quickest possible results. Okay? Okay, cool. So here we go on that. That was fun. You may not have thought so, but that's okay. Here's what I want to say to you guys. I cannot wait to see you guys face-to-face this weekend. My heart is filled with anticipation. It is filled. And I know this vast majority of you are going to be there with me. I can't wait to see your face. I cannot wait to see what happens between you and me. We are going to grow together. We are going to laugh together. We may even be frustrated with each other. And I'm going to press you to move yourself forward, and you are going to see yourself grow beyond your wildest imagination. You will be shocked to see all that you are going to accomplish and all that we will accomplish together as a team. Promise me that you will come hungry, ready, and willing. promise me that you're going to come willing to learn, willing to work, and willing to make things happen. New stories are going to be created this week and out of For Steps to Success, just like it happens every month. New stories will be created, and I want to see you become one of them. We're going to see a whole new breed of brand new people that are graduating for the very first time this coming weekend. They're graduating for the very first time this weekend. They're going to come out and break some records this month. As you heard me talk about last month, that we are in the busiest spike month of the year. This is it. There's only one March. There is a wave of power and force and momentum that is behind us right now, propelling us to move forward. That's what we have on our side right now. It will not be there in June, but it is here right now, and we've got 90 days to run on this thing. We got 90 days to be specific so that things become dynamic. And there will be new stories, and I can say confidently that we're going to hear some profound, wild new stories coming out of the weekend this weekend. I can't wait to see you. You know, we have a non-recruit agreement that you'll be signing Saturday morning. This event is not a networking event. This is not an event to make contacts and call people to try to get them to buy your product, your service, or your business. That is not what this is. This event is for you. It is for you to get skills. It is for you to learn strategies. It is for you to grow personally. It is for you to come into a new place, a fresh new motivation, a fresh new equipping, a fresh new set of results that will follow it. It is not a place for you to want to meet people so that you can bring them on board into your enterprise. That is not what this event is. This is all about you, and you'll be put through several different experiences that are going to break barriers off of you. You're going to break through fear this weekend. You're going to break through intimidation this weekend. You are going to break through hindrances this weekend. You're going to break through your past that is haunting you this weekend. You're going to break through amateur levels of skill that are getting you nowhere, and you're going to break through into a professional area of skill that's going to make you a professional income. This weekend, you are going to break out of the old complacent ways of helping people and into a whole new realm of strategically helping people in a way that helps them for life instead of just a moment. You are going to be fully made aware with knowledge and skill and completely equipped on how to pay off your debt in the next 5 to 7 years. So you get ready and you come with great anticipation to have an absolute rip-roaring fun time with a bunch of other like-minded entrepreneurs all in the same city at the same place at the same hotel. You come with that anticipation and make sure you bring camera, 2 rolls of film, 2 notepads, 2 pens. Bring all of that with you. You do not want to be in the middle of a massive, intense spot where you're hearing the answers to the questions that you've had for so long that have caused you to be confused and run out of ink or run out of paper. That would stink, and I've seen it happen many times. So you want to make sure and have 2 notepads. I'm also going to let you be aware of the fact that people start lining up at First Steps to Success at 8 o'clock the night before, and they stay up all night long in line to get the front row. I don't know about you, but man, I am blessed by that hunger. I'm blessed by that urgency in them that says I've got to be in the front because I've got to get all that I can get. This has been going on for years where our clients line up at 8, 9, 10 o'clock, some of them 7 o'clock the night before. As soon as they get their registration done at 6, they are in line with their pillows and blankets waiting for the doors to open up the next morning. Now, you got to ask yourself, if those of you have never been, you're like, why would they do that? These are graduates who've been before, and they know the power of impartation. They know the power that takes place in that place. They know what they have received from being right there and not being distracted by being in the back. I can guarantee you that the longer you wait to come, the bigger the events will be. We're expecting 1,000 people this weekend, my friends. 1,000 people. That's a lot. So they will be lining up early. Saturday is business dress. Sunday is casual dress. Saturday night, we have an optional session. The Saturday night part that we're going to do, oh, gosh, We've got my two favorite bands that are going to be there this weekend with me. Issa and Nina, the Call to Freedom band, is going to be there. We have live music that's going to be taking place. We've got a message coming forth that is going to teach you how to break barriers, how to overcome obstacles, how to look opposition in the face and laugh at it. How to laugh at it and to no longer live under that fear, no longer live under the issues in your life and the circumstances and the excuses. You're going to get strategic things that's going to break that off of you. We also have Luminous from New Zealand, an international band that travels all over the world. Many of you have been to First Steps. You've heard their music on our breaks. Outrageous talent is going to be there, and that is free, open to the general public. You guys can invite as many people to that event Saturday night as you want to. Bring as many as you want to, friends, family members, whatever. But that's going to be an amazing time, absolute amazing time. And then Sunday, it's going to end whatever time it ends on Sunday night. After 5 o'clock, it will end. If you are booking plane tickets, don't book your plane ticket to come home until Monday. Just in case, that's what you want to do. And so other than that, my friends, there's three types of people. And the first type person at this point is saying thanks, but no thanks. I totally understand where you're coming from. Whatever has happened in your life has brought you to this point, and I just want to bless you. I thank you so much for listening tonight. At least thank the person that brought you on the call, and thank them for introducing you. They cared enough about your life and your future to be able to offer you a helping hand to say, hey, listen, this may or may not help you, but why don't you just jump on this call? I do encourage you, however, I know that there are things in your life that you would love to overcome. I know that there's things in your life, maybe like debt or getting a promotion in your job. Go to DannyJohnson.com, and in that area, as I told you before, there's several things that can help you make money off of that website. There's an audio vault that's got every kind of topic you can imagine. If you click on audio vault, you're going to see just a stream of information that can help you. If First Steps to Success is not for you, or some kind of becoming a business owner is not for you, there are people, like, for example, my friend Jennifer Taggart, who used this information from years ago and went from a $7 an hour bank teller to a branch manager in 3 years. Not only a branch manager, but breaking records in the company. They gave her every bogus, bad, failing bank that was available. She took it and put it in the top five. Overnight, took that bank and made it productive by the things that she learned at First Steps to Success. So I know that there's got to be areas of your life of dissatisfaction that you'd like to overcome, whether it's marriage, kids, or what have you. You can find some of that help for free on the website, or if you're ready to just get over it, Los Angeles is a great place to start. Second type person is the one that says, I need to think, to contemplate, to reevaluate, to consider, to talk to mom, dad, the dog spot before I ever make a decision. I understand where you're coming from. I have had seasons in my life of being confused and being indecisive. And the thing I will tell you is go now and put this in here in your browser. DannyJohnson.com/video. Or if you're already on that website, go ahead and click on seminars and events. Yeah. Click on seminars and events, or you can type it in there /First Steps to Success. There's two videos there. I encourage you to listen to them. Watch them. You're going to see other people that were just like yourself who were in that place of indecision, who made a decision either way, and you're going to hear what has happened to them. I encourage you, if you're a real think it over and you're not just someone who's trying to blow your friend off, but you're one of those real ones that says, you know what, I will do my due diligence. If you're a real I will do my due diligence, I can't encourage you enough. Come on out. Come and meet us. When you come, understand that the seminar is 100% money-back guarantee. It's 100% money-back guarantee. If you are not satisfied, you're going to get your money back. If nothing else, you're going to learn a section on paying off your debt in 5 to 7 years, including your mortgage. So if nothing else, you're going to be equipped on how to pay off your debt. You may go through that 2 days and go, you know what? I'm so glad I came because I saw the good, bad, and the ugly. I saw all the details and what it takes to become a successful entrepreneur, and this is definitely not for me. I'm not ready for something like that. At least you're not making one of those hasty, judging the book by the cover decisions as we have done so many times in our lives and regretted it. But in this case, you're going beyond that, opening the book, getting to see the whole thing and going, this is not for me, or saying, you know what, I'm so glad I came because I am ready. Let's go for it. The third type person is the one that we're looking for. If you're that third type person, congratulations and welcome aboard. You are the one specifically that we are looking for. You are one of those that is tired of being sick and tired. You are tired of getting results that are not meeting up to par. You are tired of spinning your wheels. You're tired of hitting roadblocks. You're tired of giving in. You're tired of not being where you want to be. If you are a true person that says, yes, I see it, it makes sense why I'm hitting the roadblocks. It makes sense I'm working this as an amateur instead of professional. And you've come to the conclusion that you know you can learn to do absolutely anything. It's just being taught in the right way, pointed in the right direction with strategies that are not on trial but that actually work. Man, if that's you, I'm excited. I cannot wait to meet you. If you really are one of those, go right now, DannyJohnson.com, click on Seminars and Events, scroll down, fill out the form, get yourself registered immediately. Click on First Steps Los Angeles. And again, that's if you're a real one. If you are a real, yes, I see it, I'm ready to go. You know the value of timing. You've heard it before. I don't need to say it again. You know the value that if you are not meant to be in L.A., you know that you would have heard about it on Monday. You would have heard about it a week from today after the event had happened. You know that. So you're hearing about it now. There's something stirring in your spirit right now. Fill out the form. Work out the details later. You know how when you make a decision, somehow the details always seem to fall into place? This is your chance. A door is open. You've been asking or you've been praying. You've been hoping. You've been searching. The search is over. Go fill out that form right now and get yourself registered immediately. So other than that, my friends, if you're a one or a two, I'd love to see you in Los Angeles for other beneficial reasons. If you're number three, I'm ready to go to work with you, and I'm ready to equip you with what you need to go after those things that you have been on this call about. So other than that, my friends, Hans, the call is back to you.
Thanks, Danny. Man, what a phenomenal call tonight. Guys, last thing I'm going to add to this call, because Danny said it all. There's two things, actually. Number one, personally, myself, I would have paid a lot of money to get the information that Danny gave out tonight. And so we're going to have this call. It was recorded. It's going to be posted on our website tonight. We want to get your feedback, your comments, and your testimonials on the call tonight. You can do that right now, this very second, by going over to telldanny.com, TELLDANI.com. Give us your comments, your feedback, and your testimonial about the call tonight. As I said, it was recorded. It will be posted on the site later tonight. There will be an email going out to notify you of that tomorrow. And the call will actually stay up on our site in the free members area for seven entire days. And so, like I just said, man, I would have paid just a ton of money. There were some nuggets that Danny gave out tonight that were so huge. And I know those of you that were paying attention, I know you're just totally blown away by the content of the call tonight. And so, again, we want to get your feedback at telldanny.com and get yourself registered for this event in Los Angeles this weekend. It's going to be an amazing event, and I know that you don't want to put your business on hold any longer. And so you heard what Danny said about it. There's so many people that have contributed their success to this two-day event. And if you liked what you heard tonight with Danny, just imagine spending two full days with her getting this kind of high-impact, detailed, specific information about taking your business to that level and breaking through those barriers and those things that have been hindering your success. And so we're looking forward to seeing those of you that will be there this weekend. Other than that, folks, thanks so much for being on the call tonight. Go to telldanny.com and give us your feedback right now. Thanks so much. God bless.